Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's Tuesday afternoon, November 8th, and about 3:30 in the afternoon. We have now a sunny, little bit of fluffy clouds, hanging with about 15 knots of wind, and we're going hard on the winds, upwind to the south-southwest. Last night, we went past Cape Finisterre at the northwest corner of Spain. We were in fairly close. There's a traffic separation zone because that's a big corner, and all the ships going north or south go right around there. They are required to go in channels or in lanes, just like on a highway. And the race regulations require that a boat not go into that zone. So the selection is either inside the zone, and it's about 10 miles offshore, or outside the zone. And the zone is actually 22 miles wide, each of the four lanes being 4 miles wide for a lot of ships. And you can see this on the AIS entering, coming over to aiming at the entrance and then lining up and going up to the lane. Pretty interesting to see. But anyway, we got in about 5 miles off the coast, and we could see towns lit up. There were 5 lighthouses that were pulsing their lights. And nice to be just that close to humanity, since we're heading off on a very long voyage where we won't be seeing people for a long time. So through the day, we started out with the Solent, which is our main jib, plus one reef in the mainsail, and we went up to the full mainsail, and then we went to the Genoa, which is the largest wind jib that we have. It goes from the bow up to the top of the mast, and then sheets just like the other jibs for upwind work, and that's a big, powerful sail, and we can carry that up to about 12 to 13 knots. At about 13, the boat's just overpowered. So we've backed off now again to the Solent jib and the full mainsail. And we're going to try to get a bit of a nap this afternoon before tackling the hydro generator leaked hydraulic fluid issue. The hydro generators that we have are highly efficient, of course, if they're functioning properly. And the pitch of the blades that go in the water and then spin, just like a little outboard, generate electricity with that spinning. And at various speeds, one would, of course, want a different pitch on the propeller. So it's the brains of this unit are able to do that and to maximize the output of amperage and also minimize the chance of burning up the converter, which converts the AC into DC for the batteries. So at the moment, that hydraulic system that's very, very small hydraulic tubes sprung a leak somewhere, and all the oil leaked out of its little tank, which is like a little, almost like a milk carton-sized bottle, into the inside of the unit, but it appears as though all the little lights are blinking that are supposed to be blinking, so perhaps the circuitry is going to be okay. We shall see. So that's about it for today. We'll look forward to reporting to you tomorrow. All's fine aboard Great American 4. Au revoir.